We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. He's here. Not much longer. He may be heading over to Williams Gunsight after the show.
Oh, here. Yeah. Yeah, it certainly will be. It's a day that ends in Y.
you have a little time to kill until they open at 10.
A little bit.
I know you find some things to do, but you're this far. You might as well get over there.
I might as well there. Go over there. I like your common sense attitude towards my life. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And, again, I want to stress the thanks to my whole family and putting up with me with all that I come up with and all the gun time I spend. I really appreciate this time of year the most because getting through deer season is like a whew.
Whew.
And then the state of Michigan up and extends deer season for a month and a half. So we're very thankful. But there's a lot of other hunting going on, and I want to talk to you about Williams Gunsight because they're sponsoring this segment. Now, Williams Gunsight's been around since 1926. We're talking almost 99 years now.
Yeah.
Almost 99. It'll be 99 years coming up real quick because we're halfway through December almost.
I know.
So, we're quarter of the way through December. And they've been on the range since 1926. Just think about that. You don't hear businesses being around that long, especially not gun shops in this day and age. It ain't Dick's Sporting Goods, that's for sure.
No.
You know?
No.
They don't sell guns no more. But anyways, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week.
If you want to buy yoga mats or Michigan t-shirt, you can get that over there.
Maybe. I don't know if they allow them to sell Michigan t-shirts. They might sell Ohio State t-shirts.
They might have those there,
Something that's hated, you know. But anyways, who knows?
And yoga mats.
The dreaded yoga mats. I don't know.
Someone like warmers.
I don't own a yoga mat. I have one similar that I can climb under my tractor with. But other than that, work on my four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's got a little chew in the back of spit on the corner of it, you know. But anyways, go to Williams. They're on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in Davison, Michigan. And you'll be glad you did. You're welcome to go to their website, too, which is williamsgunsight.com. I spend a lot of time dabbling on their website because I can always dig through. There's right now 557, I think it's 557 used guns on their website right now. Thousands of new guns.
Yeah.
And scopes and mounts. And they're a sight company. They will install your sights on your gun while you wait if you buy their new sights there. So,
1926. That's what they started with, making sights.
That's what they started making sights. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And they still do. They make them for a ton of vendors, a ton of manufacturers. So, go to WilliamsGunsight.com, check them out, or stop by the store. Better yet, 7 days a week, right on Lapeer Road in Davison. So, actually, it's 515 used guns. Right now.
And it may be updated by the time
you go every day.
You can check it out, but it's a live inventory. They keep that thing active and up to date. And
it'll tell you right there if that gun's available or not. You know, it might be on hold or something like that. So I've been known to put them on hold.
They get some great. I mean, they really get some nice
fantastic stuff.
And if you want to save you money,
the first place I ever touched an AR-15 in my life, a real one, was at Williams Gunsight in like 1973.
Yeah,
the Colt Sporter version, and when my dad said I could, young man, hand me that gun, would you?
Yeah.
And, I grew.
Taught you how to do it. You knew how to hand it to him.
I was 7 foot tall at that point.
Appropriately.
You know what I mean?
You learned how to.
Back then, there was no messing around.
Yeah.
You know, and there isn't now. They're dead serious. You know,
Who's, and you'll hear Chris on US 103.
Yeah, Chris Monroe.
He's doing some. Training over there.
He's getting some learning.
He's getting some learning with the folks over there. And
he's been after us for a long time.
He's really excited about it, and it's going so well. They're just great. Loves Aaron. Aaron's the range master. He's been helping him out. And,
great guy. Great. He was actually with me Wednesday.
Okay.
A week ago Wednesday when I was out there. And very nice.
Yeah.
You know, just it's like, yep. No,
they're all great people over there. They really are. It's just a good spot.
It's a very good place to learn and learn the basics of safety. You got to follow the rules at their indoor ranges and their outdoor ranges.
You know, it's like you talked about this growing up. I mean, there's this tradition, you know, it's kind of it's passed down from generation to generation. You start to lose that. It's still there at Williams Gunsight. They're the keepers of that knowledge and that respect and how to deal with firearms safely. That's a big part of what they do.
They catch me on stuff that I didn't realize I'd done, you know,
when you're shooting out there or something?
I'm shooting, and I'm like, I didn't realize I'd done that, you know? And not anything stupid, you know? It's just little things.
Little things.
And they said, you know, this is what we do here. I'm like, I knew that. I'm sorry, you know? But all good. And honestly, I'm just very, very comfortable there. You know, I do kind of have a norm from Cheers reaction when I walk in the door. I got a lot of friends there, and you can tell because they come on the show here with us. So, but one of the things they've got going for them right now is I think of this time of year, and I think of kids at Christmas time. They're going to go out and do some small game hunting in January with their pops or their uncles or their grandpa. And I was thinking about startup guns that would make outstanding Christmas gifts for these kids. The startup guns, you know, and these are safe hunting guns. I'm not talking pistols or rifles or anything. These are shotguns that I want to talk about today that would make wonderful starting gifts and get that kid, you know, it's like when I wanted to play guitar when I was a kid. My dad said, well, use my guitar. Well, it was an acoustic. I didn't want an acoustic guitar. It was 1974, you know, or 75. I wanted a real electric guitar. And he could tell I did. And he knew I'd be better if I got the electric guitar. He didn't realize how loud I was going to be, but he realized that I would be better with. So he got me an electric guitar. And then when I, you know, when I was ready for a gun, he trained me. And when he felt I was ready, he bought me new ones. And I had a good dad. And he would have been 94 years old on Thursday. And very, very, I miss him a bunch. He's been gone a long, long time. But he taught me the basics, and they've stuck with me all these years.
Sure.
And he would have liked every single one of these shotguns I'm about to talk to you about. He was a 20-gauge side-by-side nut. He loved his 20-gauge shotgun side-by-side, a Ithaca Model 200E. And it was a beautiful gun. If you've ever seen one, you know what I'm talking about. Well, here's some here that are going to, they would catch his fancy, and they would be great startup guns for a 14-year-old young man or woman that wants to learn how to be a, and I said man or woman, they ought to know who they are when they go hunting. So, Dan's looking at me like, shut up, John. But anyways, upland game and small game hunting is about to really kick off, where we're out shooting at squirrels and partridge and crow and all kinds of great hunting going on. Watch your seasons, know what you're doing. But for bunny guns, these would be perfect. CZ makes some beautiful side-by-side guns at very fair prices. They have one called the Bob White Model G2. It's a 20-gauge side-by-side, 26-inch barrels, which is absolutely perfect for a 20-gauge side-by-side. With the hard case, chokes, and accessories, $674.95. That's a wonderful gun. What a great present that would be. Now, they've got one that's a little higher end. They have a fancier model called the Sharptail. This is CZ. This is another one of the guns they have in the used guns at Williams Gun Site. CZ Sharptail. It's a 28-gauge. Now, 28-gauge has become unbelievably popular lately. It's a little bit smaller than a 20-gauge, but more powerful than a 410. So it's not so hard on the game. You're not hitting the game with quite as many BBs. But it's a side-by-side, 28-inch barrels. It's got 7 choke tubes, hard case, and accessories. Now, this CZ Sharptail is $1,024.95. Another just absolutely beautiful shotgun. Now, we can switch over to autos now, because autos are good for kids, too. They like seeing autos. Maybe for their second gun, maybe an auto might be a smarter gun. But I like single shots and side-by-sides for kids. But the Franke Affinity, which is an inertia-fired 20-gauge, this is a beautiful shotgun. Semi-auto. It's the compact version. It will shoot 3-inch shells or 2 3/4. It's got the 24-inch barrel with choke tubes, the box. It's a beautiful shotgun. It's a Franke. So it's basically made by Benelli. And it's $774.95. So that's a great deal. The Franke is an outstanding shotgun. It's one of those shotguns you almost never have to clean. So next one on the list from Williams is Remington 1100. Who doesn't love Remington 1100s? Well, this 20-gauge has ventilated rib. Now, this one's a little special. It needs a little bit of work, but if you're handy, you could do this. It's a 20-gauge 1100 with a 28-inch ventilated rib barrel, modified choke, 2 3/4-inch chamber. Beautiful 1100s. The fit, finish, and everything is beautiful. It does have a chip missing out of the buttstock. I'm sure it could be fixed. It's got the green hard case, but you can get this one for $624.95. So it might be a fun project to do with your child or youngster, and you can put it together and make a fabulous hand-me-down gun out of it. So in the last gun on the list today, I got a Winchester 1300. That's near and dear to my heart. I love them. I got a couple of these. I absolutely love these shotguns. They're lightweight. They're fast. They're the fastest pump guns I've ever used. 1300, 20-gauge pump, 28-inch barrel, ventilated rib. It shoots 2 3/4 or 3-inch shells. It's got an improved cylinder barrel, and it's got the wood walnut stock. $374.95. Now, remember, all these guns might be there today. They might be gone already. So get out to Williams as soon as you can. Get them in layaway or get them bought, or put them in layaway and save them for Christmas and, you know, and pay it off over the next couple of weeks. That's a great idea. But you can always get your gift certificates, gift cards, ammo, accessories, and those ever-needed range passes right there at Williams Gun Site. So you can get out and practice when these cold days of winter start hitting us. So enjoy this weekend. No, that's the important part. Get out and enjoy this weekend. We got a little reprieve in the weather today and tomorrow. So maybe some rain, but at least it's not 12 degrees out. So, I would say, as I always do, practice gun safety at all times and make sure you don't do anything wrong or hurt anybody. Get your insurance if you're a CPL holder and do the right thing. MCRGO, NRA, join those organizations that look out for your best interest. And you can find out more about them right there at Williams Gun Site when you're there.
It's a great resource. They really do have all the information that you need for a lot of things. And and a great place to find some great guns. And like you say, maybe a wonderful Christmas package for a youth.
I'm all for that. There's nothing that lights a kid's eyes up more. And you know, you've seen the movie A Christmas Story.
Red Ryder BB gun.
You know it. You're not going to shoot your eye out. You're going to get him safety glasses while he's there. Good safety glasses. Yeah. So him or her. So I want to say hats off to our good friend Tim from Tri-County Roofing.
Yep.
His daughter made second lieutenant in the Army this week.
Oh, congratulations.
She's an artillery specialist, and she's doing wonderful. So I'm very, very proud of Maddie. And
do they have an artillery range over at Williams Gun Sight Company?
Darn near. Darn near. You can shoot some big stuff out there. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah.
So, but Maddie,
congratulations.
Very, very
way
her.
To go.
She's been a shooter from right in the beginning. When I first met that girl, she would stand there and be interested in every gun talk me and Tim ever had. And not so much with the other kids, but that's okay. So it's all good.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. Well, thanks again, Dan. I appreciate it.
And, thank you. It's another successful edition of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Don't forget to check John out at the website and on Facebook.
TheGSS.com, and Facebook is The Gunsmith Show on Facebook.
There you go.
So four words. And make plans for Mel Smith's show in Mount Morris next weekend.
We'll talk about it some more next weekend as well.
Next Saturday and Sunday.
John will be doing that on the run. He'll be on his way up there after the show.
You know it.
All right.
You know it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.